Planned Parenthood lists 7 ways to be gender inclusive in your language. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 15, 2018. To celebrate Trans Awareness Week, abortion giant Planned Parenthood has released 7 linguistic tips to help gender-sensitive individuals use terms that will not offend members of the LGBTQ community. Partnering with GLAAD, formerly the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, Planned Parenthood has taken political correctness to a new level, leaving behind feminist inclusivity to remove all references to men or women out respective for those who are neither. Thus, the self-anointed language police have determined that boys and girls should give way to the more generic children, while his or her should now be the more capacious, but numerically suspect, there. In their Beyond the Binary campaign, Planned Parenthood not only proposes ousting male-leaning terms like guys in favor of the more open-ended folks, but they suggest that any limitation of human beings to the restrictive categories of male and female is inappropriate. So, the lady in the red shirt should now be phrased the person in the red shirt, presumably to prevent people from thinking that a person's gender is inferable from their biological sex. Brothers and sisters should simply be siblings, while ladies and gentlemen should be distinguished guests, in case one or more of such guests has trouble identifying as one or the other. Even when addressing a homogeneous group of all men or all women, gendered terms should be avoided, and instead, the all-inclusive everyone should be used. With its cheery backdrop of multicolored condoms, one could almost forget that Planned Parenthood's chief business is killing little children in their mothers' wombs. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.